In this bulletin, ex-tropical cyclone Koji is downgraded as flash flooding continues across far north Queensland. Human rights groups report more than 100 dead in Iranian protests. And in athletics, Australia gets gold in the mixed relay at the World Cross Country Championships. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Tropical cyclone Koji has weakened to below cyclone strength after making landfall in Queensland, but the weather system is still bringing heavy rainfall and powerful winds. Premier David Crisafulli says flooding remains a concern for communities, warning anyone in low-lying areas to stay safe on the roads. Authorities say residents of the far north region should be aware the Bruce Highway has been cut at Peter's Flat, just north of Bowen. Mr. Crisafulli has urged residents travelling on local roads to use the official disaster website ahead of other map services.
The best source of truth is that disaster.qld website, and your local council's dashboard is also on there and they update it in real time. The best source of messaging for things like roads is to listen and trust the locals and place your faith in them ahead of Google Maps. We really must stress that to people.
Emergency crews in Victoria say a change in conditions is bringing some relief to firefighters, but warn there is still risk to the community. There are now more than 1,500 emergency warnings and 17 watch and act notices in effect across Victoria, with a state of emergency declared in 20 local government areas. Emergency level blazes are dotted across the state, but efforts are concentrated on a huge blaze in Victoria's centre and another in the northeast. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the $19.5 million support package announced by Premier Jacinta Allen will assist in the recovery for primary producers.
This package of funding will assist primary producers with the extraordinary costs of undertaking immediate and emergency livestock fodder distribution to ensure the humane treatment of stranded livestock, and it's great that we had the VFF with us here today. In addition to that, we've activated the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment for those who've been communities worst impacted.
Human rights groups say the death toll from anti-government protests in Iran has reached at least 116 people after the regime cut access to internet and international phone calls. The US-based human rights activist news agency says more than 2,600 people have been arrested, as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei signalled a crackdown. The regime escalated threats against protesters, with warnings from Iran's Attorney General. Anyone taking part will be considered an enemy of God, a charge punishable by death. The son of detained Iranian Nobel Peace Prize winner Najez Mohammadi says the people of Iran urgently need support.
Therefore, at the present time, the Iranians mainly need satellites. They mainly need the internet. They mainly need logistical support and the support of politicians and the population outside the country. The Iranian regime is not insensitive to this. This has already been proven. Therefore, as an Iranian outside of Iran, I can only ask for the help of the international community.
Protests have spread across the country since the 28th of December, beginning in response to soaring inflation. They quickly turned political, with protesters demanding an end to clerical rule. The foreign ministers of Australia, Canada, and the European Union have released a joint statement commending the bravery of Iranian protesters. The ministers condemned the use of lethal force by security forces and urge the Iranian authorities to allow people to exercise their freedom of expression and peaceful assembly without fear of reprisal. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have reportedly left the city of Aleppo, with a ceasefire allowing evacuations after days of deadly clashes. The SDF's departure marks the removal of Kurdish forces from parts of the Syrian city Aleppo that they've held since 2011, while Kurdish forces continue to run a semi-autonomous zone through large parts of northeastern Syria. SDF Commander Maslum Abdi says the group reached an understanding on a ceasefire and safe evacuation through international mediation. Recent violence in Aleppo has deepened a key tension in Syria. President Ahmed al-Sharr's vow to unify the country after 14 years of war is facing resistance from Kurdish forces who are wary of an Islamist-led government. To sport now, and in athletics, Australia has won gold in the mixed relay event at the World Cross Country Championships in Florida. Olympic medalist Jessica Hull achieved the result with Oliver Hoare, Lyndon Hall and Jack Anstey, recording a time of 22 minutes and 23 seconds across the four 2-kilometre stages of the race. That time was 3 seconds ahead of a team from France, with Ethiopia in third place. It's Australia's fifth gold medal over the history of this event, and Hull says she's really enjoyed winning this medal as a team.
Coming off the Olympics, it was a really hard grind, but having this on the 10th of January of 2026, my race was so much better because I was preparing for something that wasn't just about me, it was about like the team. I really liked the timing of it. I really liked the chance that we'd combine horses and really have a chance at a medal on the big stage. I think even before our team was set, we knew that was count of a goal, and kind of making it a habit and then trying to make it a mindset.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom.